So this is the third year in a row that we have sent a team on a work of witness trip to NACA, which is the Native American Christian Academy. Hopefully there'll be some adult conversation this morning. We'll see. No, I think we had a good team that went out, and we're going to be hearing from them and their experience this year on the trip. So you're going to hear a lot about NACA and different opportunities where you can give to that mission. We really believe in it, and that's why we're going to continue to send a team out there every year. And so we're going to have, there are several people besides just members of our church or members of our congregation that went on the trip. There were folks from other churches that went along with them. And if we have time, we're going to give them opportunity to speak as well. So we've got several people that are going to share. It's going to take a little bit of time, so we're kind of putting some parameters on the time. Can I get a sample of, should someone go over the allotted time, there's going to be something just to kind of alert us all. Oh! So don't get worried. Don't run for the door. That's just to kind of let us know, hey, we're running out of time, all right? So give everybody a chance. And so we're going to be starting down on this end and making our way along. And basically, I really have just one question that I'd like everybody to share because it's going to be different. It's going to be unique to each person's experience on the trip. And so for those of you that are still maybe don't know exactly, so they went out to Holbrook, Arizona. Holbrook is the home of, it's the inspiration for the Cars movie. So if you ever have seen the Cars cartoon, that's the place where it was inspired by and filmed. Basically, that's where they made it. The Wigwam Hotel is there. All of the stuff is right there in Holbrook. Other than that, you're in the middle of not much. but they go out there to work with the Native American Christian Academy, and they do a lot of work. It is a work trip, right? There are some folks that go on Christian missions trips with nothing but their exotic Christian vacations, right? And somehow they make us feel better. But this is not one of those. This is an actual work trip where they're going out and they're actually putting work in, sometimes renovating, facilities, and they also work with the kids. So it's a great thing. And so I'm glad that they're going to be able to share this morning. So we're going to be starting off, and Kaylee is ready. You ready? Okay. She loves the microphone for singing.
Not speaking.
So here's your question. You guys can be thinking about it and getting prepped. So the question is simply this. I'm going to ask these guys to share with you, on this trip, what was your highlight? What was the highlight of the place? Being out there, whether it was, your trip to the canyon, to the west, Arizona in general, or the school. What was your highlight of the people you encountered, whether that's the students or the staff, or maybe it's some of the people sitting here beside you? And then I'd like you to share with us kind of like the takeaway. What did you leave there? How did this trip impact you? And what is it you brought back away from it, or how has God spoken to you through this? Okay? Fair enough? I can repeat it. Here we go. We're off.
All right. I'm going to start out by saying that the rule of bunk beds is first come, first serve, Sam. Because Sam took my bunk bed, and it's okay. I'm fine with it. It's fine. Now, I do love you. I do. Love it. Okay. So the place, it was beautiful. So for being on a small reservation, well, not really small, but the small little campus, it was nice. It had its downfalls, but overall, you woke up to a beautiful view every day, and you could walk up to the crosses that they have and see the sunrise, and if you made it back by night, you could watch the sunset there too. So that was cool. We did go to the Grand Canyon, and I loved that. Took a lot of cool pictures, made it out to a little cliff that was a little heart-wrenching, but it's okay. the kids are so adorable. Oh my goodness. So The first day, Cecilia and I, we were starting our work, and they were out for recess, and we were working on their playground. And they came right up to us, and they're like, "Hey, do you know Gigi?" And I was like, "Yeah, that's my sister. She's over there. Go talk to her." No. But, like, they would ask you, you know, for your jewelry and stuff. And at the time, I didn't know that's what they were used to. They were used to people giving them things. So I'm like, "No, you can't have it." But then by the end of the week, I just wanted to give them everything. So, and the staff, they were super nice too. Everyone was very welcoming this year, and that was cool. Going into it, I didn't have anything that I expected out of it because I was kind of a last minute person on the trip. So I didn't really have time to prepare for the worst or, you know, expect the best. But leaving it, I definitely got a lot out of it. What I took home is that you should really be grateful for everything that you have, because these kids have nothing, but they they still have so much joy in their hearts for the small things that they have. So, yeah, that was enough speaking for me.
Good job, Kaylee. All right, thanks, Kaylee. What I got from the place, like, it's falling apart, but somehow somehow they still thrive, and that was really cool. And the staff is so understaffed. They have multiple jobs, but they push through still, and that was really cool to see. And the kids were really fun. They want to climb on your back and, you know, just get to know you. And they're like, "Don't give any personal information," but they're like, "Are you married? Are you dating someone?" It's just like, no. So, but
she said no.
Yeah, it was an extremely humbling experience for me. Like, I am so blessed in my life, and oh gosh, I definitely needed it in my life. So I'm definitely going back. And
oh my gosh, this is not going well. Okay, I really expected her to cry, to be honest, but then Donna's over here already tearing up. So it's gonna be fun when we get here. I forgot the questions already, so we're just going to,
The place.
She said it's falling apart, and it really is, because even though there's multiple teams there throughout the whole year, there's only a little bit of work that gets done, and you go back and you're like, wow, it looks like nothing got done, but I'm sure something did. The kids, they're always smiling. Don't look at me. They're always smiling. They're always happy to...
I turned it off.
Oh, I didn't. This is really bad. Okay. The kids are always smiling and happy to see you, and they're always grateful for whatever they have. Even though you see them wearing the same clothes day after day, they're still thankful because they're awake and they know they have food, and we're there, and G and Dio are there because they love them. They are magnets to them. So they're happy that they can wake up and go see them and see all of us, to be honest. And what was the next one? What I took away from the experience, it was very, very humbling. Even just being on the campus alone, we would go back to our dorm and have a fridge full of food and clothes that can last us probably 2 weeks. But still, just being there was very, very humbling, and I'm done, so.
Okay, I don't like talking up here, so I'll make it quick. When we first got there, it's like being on Mars. It's the ugliest land and the driest place on Earth. You couldn't breathe, isn't it? Nobody had sinus problems and dry, like you can't believe. All the mulch is rocks. It was like, but then we got there. And if we went to the Grand Canyon first, it was probably a good thing, because by the end of the week, you wouldn't have wanted to go there. You would have wanted to stay and work. And really the work, it didn't feel like work at all to me. Certain people on my team didn't know how to put up scaffolding and stuff. But it was all crooked. Nobody got hurt. She was at the top. And and some people, like... yeah, it was real bad. I've never seen anything like it. And the people that work there give 100%. I can't say enough about them, the staff there. And it's so few of them. And it's 365 days a year they're there. And the little bit of time that we gave, I would encourage anybody in this room to go. It doesn't even feel like work. And I didn't know anybody here now, and I think they all, yeah. And we have one injury, Dio's elbow. He's supposed to have it covered up. And the kids love them, and the children there are unbelievable for what, the, you know, they go home for 3 or 4 days or 3 days every 2 weeks or something, and some come back and haven't even eaten all weekend. It's heart-wrenching to know what they go home to. And they're all so happy anyway. It's amazing, yeah. And when they played in the gym with them, I didn't really play in the gym with them because I don't like balls flying at me and all, and it was crazy in there. Those guys, the young ones, did. And I would just say it's a real humbling experience, and I hope some more people go next year because it's well worth it. I saved up over the year. I didn't think I'd be able to afford it because it was $1,000, but I put an envelope aside, and anytime you want to buy a little something for you, just put it in there, and you'll have the money in no time. And it's so come along with us. You can't not go back almost, you know. That's how it feels.
You sure you don't
want to
keep on?
No, I'm done. Okay. So, me getting there, you're just like, oh no, already. I'm a crybaby if you haven't figured that one out. So me getting there, I was sick, actually. I don't know if it was from the elevation or caught a bug. I don't know, but I was sick. I had a headache, nosebleeds, couldn't breathe bad. I was scared, actually, on Sunday. They all went to the Grand Canyon. I couldn't go. I was feeling so bad. And I said, God, why am I even here? What am I going to do? I'm sick. I can't breathe. I can't even walk. What am I here for? Well, before the end of it, he showed me why I was there. Let me tell you, these people up here don't even know what I've been through, but y'all are going to find out. So anyway, by Monday, I was good. And they found a place for me. I was Carol's little helper. And we cleaned. That's why I do good. I did that. And so I was okay. They even drove me up to the top of the hill so I could see the crosses and over the other side because I couldn't walk up there and come back. But they were so accommodating. And these guys right here, ooh. I feel like I have a whole new family. I really do. They're great. And Carol and Keith, whoo. We couldn't have done it without them, let me tell you. They did an awesome job. And him in the construction, her in the planning, and had everything stressed out in her cooking. Woo! Oh, I won't even get there because that would be a while. But it was amazing. It was humbling. Woo! Very humbling. Every time I turn my faucet on right now, I'm grateful that I can drink that water. We had to go fetch our own water to drink and to cook with. There's no water there. You can bathe with it. You can brush your teeth with it. If you're lucky, you won't get sick. I use bottled water for that, too. I was sick enough. I didn't want to go through all that. But, whew, the people there. God's work there. Sitting back, I guess, because I got to sit back a little bit more and watch. The kids, when you first go in there, the kids are so, like, backwards and, like, well, except for them, too, of course. They're, like, just set back, and as the week goes, you can see them coming out of their shell, and they actually put a little smile on their face, and they're actually like looking forward to you coming that day and playing with them. I did try to play with them. Whew, that was a laugh. I thought Sam was going to pee her pants, but I was trying to hula hoop with them. It didn't work too well, but it got a lot of laughs, let me tell you. So, whew. But I think I would definitely go back. I would do preparation this time. Drink a lot of water. Whew, you're leather when you get up there, let me tell you. Everything is sucked out of you. Everything, let me tell you. Oh, my nose is still trying to recuperate. But it's all worth it. And your body adjusts eventually, and you're able to do it all. And by the end, you're like, what did I even do? I don't feel like I've done enough. It's so much there to be done. And the kids, like say, are so happy. And everyone is so happy. Going to the grocery store, people are happy. Can I help you with a smile on their face? Wow. Wish we had that here. But in the end, though, God did speak to me greatly. He spoke to me unbelievably. Personally, for me, whew, it was definitely life-changing. I have to tell y'all, I've been smoking marijuana for 41 years. And I did it at first because I didn't like to drink. And I like that. So that's what I did. I'd party with marijuana, weed, cannabis, whatever you want to call it. I didn't like dope because that made me feel dopey. But anyway, I did it. I've done it for 41 years. And then when it came legal, oh boy, I was real good then. I'm not doing it illegal. I can get away with it now. Whew. When I decided to go to Arizona, I'm like, oh, what about smoking? And you know, I didn't think of any ways to try to get it on the plane. I didn't. Good thing I didn't talk to certain people, though. I might have, but no. But knowing, I mean, God living in me now has just changed my life so much that I have a relationship with him, and he told me I could do it, and I did. I went there, and maybe that's why I was sick the first couple of days. I don't know, but I'm going to blame it on elevation right now. And I didn't smoke the whole time I was there. And God is, like, so good. I have not done it since I've been home. And I don't feel like I need it. Now, don't get me wrong. My pains and stuff haven't gone away. He's not that good to me yet. But I still have arthritis. I still have all the things I have. But I'm able to deal with them differently. I am able to deal with them differently as long as he's with me. And I'm telling you people, anybody out there that don't have Jesus Christ in your life, you are missing the boat. Oh, excuse me, the wagon. Get on a Jesus wagon. Yeah, yeah. So I wrote down something. I left it down there. And I'm gonna go get it because I don't want to not say it right. And this means a lot to me. I made this. I wrote this myself. And it says, let me find it. It says, your journey will be much lighter and easier if you don't carry your past with you and you pick up Jesus Christ for the ride.
I'm gonna follow that, not near as like that, since I'm the first one that's already been before. Are you serious?
Oh, your head.
Are you serious? All right, that's all right. I'm not even calling you out either, but you know, that's not even right though. But with all that and everything, for me, I've been before, so I went through what they all went through the first time. For me, for this trip, what was so amazing is just this, watching what you hear here, you know, the sacrifices that each of them had to make to even be able to go on the trip. To hear some of the stories on how God made that happen for each one of them, you know, saving up money, people dropping out, opening up a spot, to me was just amazing to be a part of that, you know. Like us that went already, you know, some of us know we're just going to go every year. The place is in so much need of pretty much everybody in this congregation could go out there for a week and might put a big dent in it. You know, like they say, you go out there for a week, what we do is nothing in comparison to what the staff, the faculty, the administrators, you know, they have so many hats out there. They're teachers, mentors, father figures, mother figures to these kids. You know, the kids go home a couple of days, they come back, you don't even know if they've had food. Definitely some of them don't have water, don't have electricity, you know. So for us, the sacrifice that we make for a week of our time is almost like a luxury to them. You know, the money that we put up, to us, it is a luxury. To them, it's a necessity. So for me, what I take out of it, and to you guys, if any way, as Cy says, you know, do everything you can to make an effort to sacrifice what you have to benefit organizations like this.
So I have to agree with Joe as far as going out there. I kind of knew what to expect. I knew what the terrain looked like. It's pretty at first, but you miss home. You miss the water. You miss the different temperature. It was very dry. But what I got out of it this time is the girls on the end.
Do it. Just do it.
Just do it. The parents and the congregation just need to be proud of them. Sorry.
You're fine, you're fine.
I wasn't gonna lose it this time. Just getting to spend the time with them and getting to know them, because I didn't know them before I left, and just watching them and how they handle themselves and the things that they do for God, it really shows. And that was the other thing that really hit me, was the hands and feet of God that were working through the week. It's just amazing. And here Donna was sick as could be and still working, still going at it. And none of us knowing each other, and we still work together, even separate, but together. And it was just amazing to see God's work working. It's awesome. And I think I made it.
So I've been before. This is my third year. So it was kind of cool going there with so many new people, right? Because you kind of get to see how God's working in all of their lives. And it is amazing, like, to see what God did to everybody, you know, here, how he kind of interweaved the spirit within everybody that is in this whole crew, you know. And I knew what the kids was going to be like when we got there. I knew they was going to be kind of crazy towards us, but then kind of looking at them like, wait a minute. But then we brought a couple different color hairs with us, so they was like, maybe they're in the crew, like. And we had that old lady in the middle, like, so. The one little kid kept calling her old lady, so it was fantastic. Yeah, I know, she's just because she's an old lady. Oh, so why was it that he called you old lady? Oh, because her beautiful colored hair, that's why. So it is kind of like Mars, because it's very red and orange and dry. And I do have an alien in my elbow, and I named it Cy. So I'll tell you the story about that. So I had, there's a doctor on board named Echo, and she said, hey, what you should do is wrap your elbow. It's bursitis. It's some random crap. So she said, wrap it. I was like, oh, crap. She knows what she's talking about. I'm going to wrap it, right? Makes sense. So I wrapped it with like a elbow wrap or something, and this junk moved from my elbow to my forearm. Like, it was puffy, bro. Like, it looked like I ate spinach just on that one side. And so I'm like, oh my, it's so horrible. So G and Kia are like, oh, no, it's really not that bad. I'm like, I can see it on my shadow. It's no joke. So it was bad. So then Cy goes, let me see it. And I let her see it. She was like, oh my goodness, that's disgusting. So I was like, thanks, Cy. I said, I named it after you. Yeah, so she took a picture of it. So I named it after her, because we are best friends. And I probably said one or two things on accident to Cy before here. I try to talk to everybody, but she's like a ninja. I see Cy once in like maybe 3 months. Like, I don't hardly ever see Cy here. And when I do, she just blends. You know, she's a blender. She does that on purpose. But she was in our paint crew. So I really got to spend some time with Sai. And trust me, what you want to do is you want to spend time with Sai. Trust me. She loves hugs. She loves talks. You can call her anytime. You just call her at midnight and talk to her. Yeah. She's amazing. I'm glad I got to really meet Sai because I knew pretty much everybody else. Sai is something else. But it's amazing. Like these kids look at her, and he called her old lady, but all he wanted to do is have her read to him. All he wanted to do is talk to her. Like, these kids just, they need love in a different way. Most of them live with their grandparents because their dad is either in prison or dead, and their mom's either in jail or dead. You know, like, it's a very sad situation. You guys know about, we spoke before about how alcoholism is at a severe rate compared to our national average. It's 400 times higher. It's my statistician. It's 400 times higher than our national average. So that's no joke. Like, that's a lot of, they don't have really anything else to do. So what I'm going to do and what she's doing, we're going to sponsor one of these kids. I think Donna is as well. So you can actually go and on their website and you could sponsor a child to where they don't have to figure out how to pay for this kid to go to school. I'll let G tell you the numbers on how much it is for each student to go to school opposed to how much it actually cost them. So, but it is absolutely amazing going there. It is very much life-changing. It will change your life. I'm going to try to go every single year until I die or something. So, which is, yeah, I'm getting up there in age. So, but it's one of those things that, like everyone said, like once you go, you will want to go back. Or you'll do every single thing you can to help, whether it's sponsor a child, whether it's, you know, get them gifts for certain holidays, which who knows if they actually get at all from anyone, or whether it's just donating to the actual foundation. You know what I mean? Like, it's ridiculous. Every time you fix something, you look to the right or to the left, and there's something else that needs to be fixed. Like, and for anybody who's a teacher, imagine teaching your kids in the classroom, and then as soon as you're done, you have to go walk these kids to the dorm, and you have to stay with them all night. And then you get up and make sure they brush their teeth and put their clothes on forwards and stuff, and then walk them to breakfast, and then you have to eat with them. Like, there is no break. Like, the teachers are the dorm parents who are, you know, yeah, they do everything. All the hats that they wear, like, it's no joke what they do. So if you're around kids and you're like, man, I just want to push this kid out the door and shut it and just see what happens. You know what I mean? If you do that, imagine if you can. So that's how it is.
All right. So my experience was amazing. It always is. And they kept saying, oh, they love them, they love them. It's only because we've been there for 3 years along with Brian and Scott over there and Keith and Carol. This is our third year. So they just know us and they didn't know most of everyone else. Plus we are pretty fun, but you know, whatever. No, so it costs the family. So say I have two kids, right? I want to send my two kids to the Native American Christian Academy. It will cost me $50 to send my kid there. Would it actually cost the school? Yeah, so if I have one kid, five kids, seven kids, $50. Doesn't matter. But what it actually costs per student to go to school is $1,300 a month. So tell me how this school is still running, because the math does not add up right? It's incredible. It's a total God thing. Like, $50 the families pay, but it actually costs $1,300 because the kids live there, okay? So they come on Sunday night. They go to school Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, for half a day, and then they go home for the weekend, and then they come back Sunday. So they're feeding them breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're taking care of them. They're doing snacks. They're teaching them. Everything. It's absolutely incredible. And like he said, I cannot imagine. I love kids most of the time, but I can't imagine, like, you can't get away from them, you know? Like, they... other people's kids, you know? Really, like, they teach them, and then they stay in the same dorm with them all night, and then they go back and they teach them every single day. Can you imagine that? No. So they love when groups like us come in because it encourages them and it gives them, sparks that passion again, you know, it reminds them, okay, this is why I'm here. So it's so important for groups to go, and I totally encourage you to do it. I mean, it is life-changing in every single way, and you'll want to bring all the kids home. And like Joe kind of touched on it, that's a real thing. They said some kids don't eat when they go home on the weekend. So, you know, we take every little thing for granted. If I'm hungry after church, I'll go, not to Chick-fil-A because it'll be closed, but probably Panera Bread. You know, they can't do that. They go home Thursday, and they probably won't eat until Sunday when they get back to school, and their food's not great. It is not great. It's like cafeteria food or hospital food. I don't know about prison food. So you can sponsor a child. It's $50 a month. I encourage you to do it. At least go on their website, check out. They have total, like, all these videos and different information. And we are doing something awesome as a church. That means you guys too. There is going to be a Christmas tree back there next week, and it's going to have these little tags on it, okay? And each tag, it has a child's name. This one says Jaden, which is ours. You can't have it. And there's two of them, right? They're going to be connected. The back of this one has age 9, shirt 12 boys, pant 10 boys, shoes 4.5 youth, okay? So now you know what Jaden wears and how old he is. You take the back one. This is very important. This one's yours. You leave this one on the tree and you write your name on the back because we need to know that you're buying Jane's present. And if you don't show up with this present, I'll call you. Okay, so next week that tree is going to be back there. And if every tag is not gone, I'm going to start calling people out. I'll make you feel really bad. So that's going to be back there. There will be also a paper with suggestions of things that you should buy or can buy and things that you cannot buy because the school is strict. There is violence and stuff, and there's a lot of, not within the school, but the reservations, there's gangs. I mean, you know, you don't hear about this stuff. They don't talk about, you know, the Native American reservation and how dangerous it is. It's terrible, and that's the reason this school is so important, because it takes the kids out of that environment, and it teaches them about God, for one, which is number one most important, but it shows them, you know, love and compassion. People do love them, you know, and that's so important. Kids, all they need is love, you know. So that's all I got to say, I think. Oh, Joe actually has something important.
I'm pretty glad she did it, actually broke into the financial part of it. But these are for you guys. You only get one because you're married.
Oh, yeah.
You can take one and pass it down. Okay. But these are calendars that were made, and all the photographs that are in the calendar were taken by one of the people that went on the trip. And there's an app that put a Bible verse to each photograph, but they were made just as a little gift to these guys so that they have a little whatever memory, so they understand every time they see it what sacrifice and what God had put on their heart to go out and do this mission. And so what happened was there's extras, and it was brought up that maybe we can just sell them. We have a paper on the back with that you can write your name. We'll put a bowl back there. They're $20 a piece. And if you look at it in this sense, just act like this is a sacrifice that you guys can make that is actually a necessity to the people out at NACA. Because for a lot of us, we'll spend $20 on lunch, dinner, shirt, shoes, this, that, whatever. And it's a luxury to us. But that luxury that we have over here is an absolute necessity to them out there. You know, like she said, $50 for a family of kids, 1 or 5, is nothing in comparison to what they actually need. And everything, the calendar, the sponsoring of the child, the donations, the information that's on that back table, there's so many different things that you can do that in reality doesn't even cost you a dime. This is just a little way, and you get a calendar out of it. So we're just asking, you know, write your name out there. There's a copy of the calendar back there. You can look through it. If God puts it upon your heart, sign your name. If there's some back there, you can put your $20 in the bowl and take one. If there's none left back there, write your name on the calendar, and then the calendar will be made, and hopefully be here next Sunday for you. Thank you.
Just real quickly, Joe's really proud of his calendars. He spent a very long time making these, so go get one. But I also want to thank Carol and Keith a lot. I don't know if they're watching this, or they should actually be watching this if they're not. But we as a whole want to, well, I'm just including everybody, but we all want to thank Carol and Keith, because really without them, this could not have happened. Carol was, and Donna, they were always cleaning, always putting food in our mouths, and Keith was out there guiding everybody, taking orders from the late Miss Denise, and just being the one to be like, I'll go talk to her. You guys just keep working on what you're doing. But they did a lot, and they really shouldn't go unrecognized. They were just amazing. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And so you guys realize, again, there are teams that sign up from all over the country. This was a school that was founded by the Church of the Nazarene many years ago. But over the years, it became multi-denominational, and more people got involved in more of a kingdom project. But often, the majority of teams that go out there will end up being like youth group teams. And it's not that that's a bad thing, that's a great thing, but the reality is the work that needs to get accomplished rarely does. And so they love when our team comes, I will tell you, because we send out people, you know, adults, and we send out people with skill sets that can accomplish it. And that's why sometimes it is, our team will be the one team that comes out and renovates an entire dormitory, and then they'll come back a year later, and it's like nothing's happened there except for when we were there last, right? So that's a reality, but it's an incredible place. It is giving these kids a chance for a safe, loving, godly environment, which they do not have. The reservation, if you're not familiar, it's like a third world country. And no matter what you see in casinos and all that, that money does not trickle down to the people. It does not make it to the people. There's a few fat cats that take care of all of that or get all of that. These people are living in poverty, and the gangs are rampant on the reservations. Drug use, trafficking, all of that stuff is just out of control there. Lots of information inside your program, multiple different ways that you can give. You think you may not be able to do a lot, no matter what you can do, small or large, it makes a serious difference to these folks. It really does. And we got some guys that are here that went on the trip that weren't from our congregation per se, but want to share. And so I'd like to give you guys real quick just a few minutes to share. I don't know if there's a bunk bed story or there's something else, but... So, I'll give my seat up for Sam. Okay, there it is. Is she ready to share? Come on, come on, come on. Stand up and look at everybody. Stand up and look at me. That's worse.
So, I went this year with my dad. He went 3 years ago for the first time, and when he went, he was my dad, so it was okay, but he was also not a Christian, and he was like more than not a Christian, he was like a super un-Christian. So he goes out there and we're like, what? And then he comes back and he is saved, and not just saved like, yeah, I like Jesus, but like sold out at church, doing it all and talking in front of people, because he doesn't do that either. So I went to try to give back to that community that gave me and my family so much by helping him find Jesus. Yeah.
Ed. My third trip to NACA, I always get more from NACA than what I can give NACA. I'm only there a week. Work as hard as I can, but what I get is so much more. NACA is love. First time I went there, Jesus showed me how much he loved me. The second time I went there, he showed me how much our love for the children carried over to the next year, D, Geo, and all that. Amen. They were glad. The first time they kind of looked at you like, mm. Second time, they were smiling at us. I'm like, okay. This time, Lord had me look at the staff and how much Jesus is in them. They have to have Jesus. This place is, you can get overwhelmed by the depression of it all real fast. All you got to be there is 5 minutes and you go, oh, Lord. But these people love these kids so much. They're with them 24/7, like they said. They get no breaks. I got kids. I had kids. I needed a break. You know? Yeah, you too. They don't get one. They live at poverty level with these kids. Think about that. These are college-educated people. And they're living poverty level just because Jesus, that's all it is Jesus. And now I got to tell you about that up there. I was not sure what these giggling little girls were going to do out in Knock. I'm like, we got to work. Are your parents here? Good job. Wherever you are, good job. Very well done. Them girls are something else. They impressed me. I told Keith we need to give them a job application. Hard working. Don't complain. Had fun with it. I mean, they were putting up ceiling fans, lights, putting bunk beds together. They were just knocking it out left and right. And they surprised me. Yeah. So, and Cy, I knew her son from the first trip. Don, I didn't know her at all. Great people. Great people. And Joe, well, we all know Joe. And then we got Llama Mama back, you know, and everybody was great about that. And she, her and my daughter actually became friends, I think, which is weird. For her, not you, her. And then D and Gio. I mean, the kids look forward to D and Gio, and I think they put up with the rest of us. And, you know. But like I said, NACA is love. It costs $50,000 a month to keep NACA open. And they got nothing. Only Jesus can do that. That's $600,000 a year. Think about it. And I think she said 80% of that is all donation. They get a little money from the state, but the rest of it comes from Jesus.
Wrap us up here.
Brian, I go to Talbot Bible Church. This week we've been helping Melissa and her team with Operation Christmas Child. So thanks to them, it's gone really well. I'll go along with what Scott said about the team. Everybody held up their end. The kids were very impressive. I'm going to tell you the truth. Before we went, and Scott and I, we do this every day. We work for Keith and Carol. And we're like, when we got the list of all the team members going, Gina's been before. She's a worker, no problem. You know she's going to do all right. Most of the other members of the team we didn't know. And we're like, what are these kids going to do out in Arizona? Well, we'll find something for them to do. Anyway, it'll all work out. And when they got out there, whether it was scraping tiles off a floor, cleaning, you know, when you follow behind a bunch of construction guys, it's a mess. They would clean up our mess. We didn't have to spend time doing that. Like Scott said, there's two of them on a stepladder putting up a ceiling fan or a light. They're going along. They're having fun. They held up their end. Very impressive. These two are the rock stars when you get out there. Just a God-given ability they have to communicate with those kids. And I want to tell a story from last year. There was a type of Carol and G organized this type of dodgeball event in the gymnasium. And not all of us, like somebody said earlier, don't like to have a ball thrown in my head very much. So anyway, we'd worked all day. They're out there in the evening. And Dio and G are out there playing this dodgeball game with the kids. And I guess Dia was like, hit me first. I just want to sit down. I'm tired. So anyway, he gets hit with the ball, and he sits down in the area where they're playing, and three or four of these little girls, I mean little girls, they would run up and hide behind him. So they're running around with the ball hitting other people, and these little girls are hiding behind Dio, and he's just sitting there, and they run by and everything. Gee, she's over on the side, and she just kind of blends in. They run by her. They didn't even see her. And but they later, something more impressive was they have a game out there called Nine Square. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's a type of volleyball. PVC pipe divided into nine squares up over your head. You hit the ball through. Well, they have another game on the side. Most of the kids were off to the side. A few kids were playing this nine square. G was sitting at a picnic table entertaining three or four of the kids. Dio comes walking around the corner, goes to the nine square where they're playing. The kids at the other game across the way, they see him over there, and one walks over. Scott and I saw this. We were about to go to supper that night. One kid gets out of that game, comes over where they're playing nine square. Then two or three more come over. Next thing you know, there's nobody over there. Everybody's at the nine square. They're all around him, and they're having a ball. And one kid acted up, a little unsportsmanlike, and Dio says, "You're wrong. Don't do that." And the kid was like, "Okay." He could pull it off. Not many of us could pull that off without the kid getting mad, walking off, being by himself. But Dio pulled it off. Just was a great time. God, you can see God at work all over the place. You get a bunch of people going on a mission trip. You're living in a barracks. You're eating in a chow hall. Everybody had to share. We had to share a kitchen. Of course, the ladies had hot water in their showers. We didn't. But whatever. And so, but you can see God at work. With the kids, with the team. So everything worked out. Travel arrangements were a little rough with the van, but, you know, they made it work. That's just how God works. He gets you there. He gets you back. He helps you while you're there. And you got to recognize it when you're there. You can't miss it. So thanks.
All right, guys. So we're going to, the worship team's going to come back up. We're going to close out in song. I just hope that hearing them share their story and some of these other guys, it's still a small glimpse. If you can have an opportunity to speak with them and hear more, you know, because these are just a little piece of what they experienced. And I will tell you, if you will consider going on a trip sometime, we're going to do this every year. We're going to be sending people to NAC every year. So it's coming around again, and I would greatly encourage you to do it. You will always get more out of it than even what you put into it. I'm just telling you. You go out there thinking you're going out there to serve people, and you are, you know, and you're making a difference in their life, but it is life-changing for you when you go. And so if for some reason, you know, you think, man, I'd love to go next year, then begin planning that now. But in the meantime, between the calendars, you know, there's a way for you to give some. And then with the Christmas tree, you can pick out one of the kids, provide a gift, and we'll need to have that back. I think we're going to try to have those back no later than the 15th so they can be shipped out to them at the school. You've got all kinds of different, again, inside your programs, different ways that you can give at different levels, you know. But it makes a huge difference in the lives of these kids. And they are not living in the same conditions that we're living in. You know, and some of us struggle and we have our low points, but I'm telling you, we've got a whole lot more going for us than these guys do. And so they can use our help. So anyway, just thank you guys again. Thank all of you for going. Thank you for sharing. And, you know, you need to stop and have a conversation with one of these folks and hear more about what God did in them and through them. So let's all stand together as we close out in our service this morning.